currently the juror for the Shirley Jackson Awards as well.
A juror, not the juror. That would be a lot of pressure.
Really?
Yeah, there are four of us.
Oh, okay. And so welcome to Paul.
Hi.
And as I said, I'm Robert Baersch, and I have some books. So the first question, anyone who wants to take it, feel free to jump in. But when we got the topic, and I hope the person who came up with the topic isn't sitting out there, said, what the hell does that mean? But we took it to mean probably that we were going to be discussing somewhat dark humor and noir and thrillers and suspense novels and whatnot. Although, you know, when the thing about categories is... you know, none of us decide what shelf we end up on, and you sit down with a bunch of writers and they generally say, well, I wrote a book. I didn't write a thriller or whatever. So, you know, labels generally tend to reduce things, but they're what we have. So how did you guys want to contextualize this sort of the gun in cheek? Did anyone have any... I know Mark had some feelings
on
the title.
I'd have thought that, well, the gun in cheek, and I thought it's a firearm safety instruction that we're going to give you today. If your gun does not have a safety and you keep it in your back pocket, it could discharge, and then you will learn that a gun in cheek is not a good thing at all.
That's true.
Or it could have another meaning. That's your segue, Tom.
Oh, no, I'm not. No.
It could have we could have another meaning in that there's comedic novels that I know that we write comedic novels that also involve criminals and crimes and sometimes guns in back pockets. And I think that's my contextualization of what we'll be talking about now. But I do. Sounds good.
That's very well done.
Okay, now that we've dismissed the topic, we're going to talk about what we want to.
Yeah, let's talk about something else.
I'm going to start with Tom, and we answer in order or just jump around, feel to come in. But it struck me, you know, reading Runner, The Little Sleep, and Salty, the three most recent novels, Runner, The Little Sleep, and Salty, just to give you.
I'm not salty.
I sadly am.
that all of, you know, and... reading them for the panel, and they were all quite enjoyable, but they all deal with, and it's not so much a genre convention as it's something that they all shared, and I wanted to see if you guys wanted to talk about it. But all the books on various levels have betrayals and shifting grounds of trust, and I wondered what drew you as writers to those situations where you had sort of an ever-changing landscape of trust and levels of what your character knows and whatnot.
Well, you know, that's something that's always interested me, and it's always seemed to me to be one of the most frightening things possible. You know, we are pack animals, just like dogs are. You know, we're gregarious. And betrayals and, you know, situations in which the people that we trust are going to, you know, sort of cut the ground out from under us in one way or another is, you know, fundamentally frightening in a very, very big way. You know, suddenly you're cut off from the pack in a way, and you know, I think in part of what we do really has to do with trying to tap into very fundamental feelings that we all have, almost like dreams. You know, my books often have to do with people running away, for instance, from something. You know, to me that seems to be one of the most fundamental kind of quiet nightmares that we have in the back of our minds. We're always, you know, looking for and preparing for bad things to happen in one way or another, and I think that fiction does that for us. It's almost a proving ground. So,
yeah, I guess for me, you know, I have these characters and I put them in a situation, and they're offered choices in the stories. There's nothing I ever kind of plan out, and sometimes the choices they make end up becoming betrayals or things like that, but in a sense that as the reader you always understand why they do it. You don't go, oh, how could they betray their person like that? It makes sense, and even in their minds it's not necessarily a betrayal, but there's that tension between that sometimes you can find some really nice kind of comedy that's, you know, based on real life choices and experiences.
For my book, The Little Sleep, the betrayal is very sort of, I guess, personal or subjective.